This is FM 2.0 with the Don, Dean, Stormy, and the Grizz. Forever music. Music. Music.
Oh, and now we got Mary McGinnis. Hey.
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 What's up, Mary?
How are you doing? It's like a party.
It is a party. It is a party. No pressure at all. We're cool like that. It's great to have you, Mary.
Thank you for having me.
We've been listening to your songs. I know Stormy, first of all.
Totally been geeking out on it.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome. Yeah, your voice is something else.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Oh, absolutely. Awesome. So I thought it was fascinating, too. You toured with Kenny Loggins twice?
Did.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What was that like?
Right?
It's a lot of stuff I can't say.
Oh, so it wasn't like Pooh Corner, Winnie the Pooh's Corner or nothing?
Yeah, he sings, he has so many hits, and you don't realize it, not just from his days with Loggins and Messina, like Watching the River Run and all those songs, and then all his hits from, you know, Footloose and Danger Zone, you know, and now it's like with Tom Cruise, Top Gun, like they used it again. I mean, it was just one hit after another and such a nice
line. I mean, literally his nickname, for a while they called him Mr. Movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because of all the movie soundtracks he's done.
Well, I brought it up because I just saw
his blockbuster soundtrack, huge. I mean, yeah.
Well, I brought it up because I went to his This Is It show here in Clearwater, here where Pablo Cruz opened. And he didn't do Meet Me Halfway, that song from that movie.
Oh, yeah.
I love that song.
Over the top,
yeah.
Sylvester Stallone.
I love that song. And the other one from Footloose, that Heaven Helps Those Who Da Da Da.
That's a great one.
I love that song. He didn't do that one either. I'm like, what are you doing?
I don't think he did that either. I don't remember him doing that. He did, which I really appreciated because I've supported other people who didn't do any of their hits. And I think the audience is waiting the whole time. And you got to
not do your hits if you had hits, right, Mary? Is that right, Mary? How does that happen?
What was that? I don't know how it happened, you know.
The I'm Free or Heaven Helps the Man, that one I've tried finding live footage of him performing it. It's just not out there. So I guess he doesn't play
it. It's difficult to do live, maybe. Maybe it's just hard to pull off live. It's one of those songs.
Or maybe he doesn't like the song. Like, you never know
what
the reasons are, you know.
Well, another thing about you, under the spotlight here, Mary, that we'll bring up here. Not only did you do that, but you've opened for Train, Counting Crows, Gavin DeGraw, Donovan.
It was my first person I opened for was Donovan.
That's cool.
So
is that Turn Me Loose?
The nicest of them all. No, he's a Mellow Yellow.
Oh, they call me Mellow Yellow?
Oh, that's okay. Donovan? Now I know who it is. Yep.
Yeah. He's also, I think, well known, or he's come out a lot in recent years because he's been featured in a lot of documentaries with the Beatles.
Yeah, he's part of the British Invasion.
And he spent a lot of time on that ashram in India when they were doing the transcendental meditation.
Oh, George Harrison
was and Mia Farrow. And, you know, he's the only artist who, you know, he was in his dressing room. His wife was like helping him, like, and they called me into their dressing room and, you know, I was nervous. And, you know, he just was asking me about my songs and why I write. And then he came and sat in the front row when I mean, no artist had ever done that.
Donovan sat in the front row to watch you perform.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's
cool.
No pressure
at all. You didn't look at him, right? You didn't make eye contact when you were performing, right? Because that would have thrown you off.
I think you smile and kind of, you know, try. Yeah, whatever you can do at the moment, I think. But he was such a lovely man, such a lovely artist.
Oh, that's awesome. Really. I mean, just, you know, these opportunities you got to play with some of these people, like even Todd Rundgren. That's just amazing. to be all a part of that. And but you've got your own music, which is fascinating. I have to start with a cover, though.
Okay.
And you're going to think I'm going to talk about The Gambler. No, you did do Kenny Rogers' Gambler, which is fantastic. But the song, all right, Bread is a band.
Oh.
My dad would play the Bread Anthology album over and over again. And
Me too.
All right. And I loved Bread. David Gates, incredible songwriter, right? And If is one of the most beautiful songs ever, lyrically.
If a picture says a thousand words,
why can't I paint you? Right, that first verse. I got tongue. Thank you, Dean. You saved me. And your take on it is amazing.
Thank you. I mean, you know, I just had to sing that song. It's like there's certain songs that come along, and you have to sing that song because you love it so much. But there's a lot of songs that I would have loved to have covered of theirs. I mean, I just, Baby, I'm gonna want you, and
Well, how about Diary? Diary underneath the tree. That kills you, that song, right?
Yeah.
If anybody doesn't know what we're talking about, you haven't heard Bread, just deep dive into that stuff, because the songwriting in there is tremendous.
He wrote If, he said, at his kitchen table after dinner. He said that the family had gone up to bed, and he just like wrote it out. It was one of the most beautiful songs ever, I think.
Did your parents love Bread? Is that what happened?
No, I grew up with my grandparents, and I grew up not in a particularly musical house, but my grandpa loved big band music, which I did not like. He would take me to school. He'd have like Benny Goodman blared up in the morning. And I was like, but I grew to really appreciate it. And I'm really glad that I was exposed to that music, because I don't think anyone else my age was exposed to it or really knew. So, I grew up with a lot of, Frank Sinatra, and listening to all these older singers, that were just the best, Standards and Cole Porter and Gershwin. And it did really, that stuff really does mold you. You don't realize it until you're older and you look back. And my aunt, who lived with us, she had a big vinyl collection, and she loved the Beatles. So that's how I really got into the Beatles. But Bread, I kind of discovered on my own, and I was just always drawn to that music. That just really spoke to me. I don't get tired of it. It's kind of course, I listen to all kinds of music, and I love all kinds of music. But it's like the old, your old Homestead or something, when I really, just music I never, ever get tired of.
Well, another one David Gates did that blew me away was the Goodbye Girl theme. That song kills me too.
Oh, yeah.
That's a beautiful song. Well, I want to play a little bit of if I could for everybody.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you don't want me to?
No, I don't think I've listened to it in like 2 years.
It said 8 years ago when on the YouTube thing I followed the link to. I'm like, 8 years ago? Wow.
8 years ago?
That's
no.
What it said on the little thingy, 8 years ago or something.
No, I released it 2 years ago. That's really weird.
Well, that's weird.
2 years ago.
It was the link I followed on the YouTube. But YouTube could have put it out differently like that, you know?
Yeah. Oh,
I see.
Definitely 2 years.
Yeah, it says 2 years on here. There might have been another link that I might have put up there. But anyway, this is what I wanted to play. I wanted to play If for everybody. Because
real quick, Don. Stormy, DJ Blue says hi.
Oh, hi.
Okay, sorry.
That's awesome. We got a good TikTok crowd in here, Mary, too.
Yeah, we do.
Everybody's watching.
Love it.
Thanks to Dean. Dean's the popular one. Dean and Stormy. I'm like third on, back on third place in TikTok. Anyway, I want to. Hey, I'm humble. I know. I will do this. I'm going to hit mute here. let's share this song. And again, if you haven't heard Bread, they're just incredible singer-songwriters from the 70s, this band. But Mary's take on this song is just a beautiful tip of the cap to the original creation. Here is If by Mary McGinnis. Just incredible because of what that song, you know, growing up with it and hearing your take on it, Mary, is absolutely beautiful.
Such Karen Carpenter feels.
Oh,
great. I hear some of that.
Yes.
Karen Carpenter, yeah.
Stormy, I was going to say the exact same thing. The way, it's like the way you can control, and there's some lower freak undertones there. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Very Karen Carpenter. I think I made a note about that. How can you?
Oh, did I not see the note? Hold on a minute.
I know I made a note. Where's especially that way, saying, do you know how hard that is to maintain that and go like this and keep control?
Oh, I love it. And I'm left speechless. So good. Is that what you wrote?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Goodness.
Well, nice. Stormy's got another note here. And you know it's good if Stormy gets affected like this.
Wow.
You have a song called Gonna Feel It.
Feel It Again. Yeah, I wrote that during the pandemic, along with every other artist who wrote a million songs. That was like, I think that came to me on one of my like 100 walks around my block. No, it was probably 1,000 walks around my block.
Right?
We're going to feel the boredom again here. Right, yeah, now.
You're going to, like, things are going to kind of, you know, go back to normal. You're going to feel good. You know, that time.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's where that comes from.
Well, I want to play a little bit of this just to see if Stormy tears up. No, I'm kidding. Because you said you wrote it in there.
It was what I was thinking of at the moment. I'm going through all the lists of songs. Oh. I'm like,
yeah. I mean, that's the greatest thing an artist or songwriter can hear, just that.
Oh, yeah.
Feels like you did your job, like if it affects someone or it makes someone feel better, or
right. I mean,
you're the sole writer on this song, Mary?
I am.
Wow. Well, that makes it even more special. So let me do this right now. Go ahead and Stormy, hit your mute button there. Here we go. We're going to play a little bit of this now. This is Gonna Feel It Again. Let's take this in, and then we will comment on it. Allow people on TikTok to comment on this again. This is 28 seconds. Gonna Feel It Again. God. See, that's the stuff that when those notes get, you know, it's when I watch The Voice, they, you know, they always wait for that moment where the voice changes. And right there, I would have turned my chair around right there. When you did that little thing right there, I was like, oh, that's just amazing. So good.
Thank you so much.
Again, beautiful. There really is a, it really is a Karen Carpenter-ish aspect to your voice. It's beautiful. Wow.
Thank you. I have a request, Mary. I don't know if you take, if we have to build an account to get you to do this song, but if you ever did one Yesterday Once More, I'd be so.
Oh, that's a great.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
That's my favorite Carpenter song because it's all about music and how songs hit you. Every sha-la-la-la-la, every whoa.
So we have a viewer on TikTok right now. Their name is that one dude nobody follows.
I'm going to go follow him since we're done.
Please do. Please follow. So they say that, again, so much like Karen Carpenter, yet it is your own voice, your own style. So, yeah, right. They're really saying what my point is, too. It's there, but it's still you. It's wow.
Thank you. I mean, that's such a huge compliment. I mean, she's, to me, one of the most beautiful singers and one of my icons, you know. Yeah, she just magical.
Do you play drums?
No, but you know, I begged my grandparents my whole life to play drums, and my daughter plays drums. So okay. When she asked to play drums, I was like, "You're gonna play drums! I don't care if I'm just
you're gonna do it.
You're gonna do it.
You're gonna do it now. You're gonna like it." Well, why do birds suddenly appear, Mary? That's all I gotta say.
Every time.
You are near.
I'm near.
Wait a minute. That sounds like a William Shatner version.
We're just going to
swipe. Why do birds suddenly appear?
Mr. Tambourine Man. Yeah, that's amazing. Well, you've got the song you got out now is Double Vision, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That got released on November 7th.
Yes.
You've got an album coming out in January called Shadow Catcher.
Yes.
So what I love, you know, we've been talking about this and all of a sudden it's become a topic lately is, you know, it seems now everything's about singles, getting singles out, but you've released a couple, but you're planning to put an album out. What's the theme of this album, Shadow Catcher? Is there a theme to all the songs and did you put them in an order for a reason when it comes out?
I think it's so funny and frustrating to artists when Spotify and all these things just shuffle songs in a record because you take a lot of time. Yes. I think I listened to it 30 times at least trying to find the right order. Because it's not about, sometimes people put all the songs they think are their hits in the beginning, or I didn't do anything. I just kind of tried to do it where it naturally flowed into the next one. And, you know, on the record, it kind of goes, you know, it's in a few different genres. If you want to say like some sound a little more country, this sounds more, there's a lot of 70s influence in there. Some, you know, I wrote a song for my dad, which is very Celtic sounding or Fleetwood Mac vibe to it, I guess.
Tusk? Like Tusk?
Yeah. And that's because the drummer and my producer, Joe Passapia, and the guitar part that he came up with for it. And so anyway, I just tried to make it fit together in that way. But yeah, I mean, there's, you know, personal stories. I write about my great grandmother who was put into an insane asylum, basically, which they think now is postpartum depression. But, you know, the whole family was split apart in the depression, my grandfather, and they all went to live with different relatives because it was a depression. And she was committed. And for the rest of her life. So I, you know, so there's songs about that. One about my dad, he had cancer all year while I was writing, and he's doing really, really well now. But I wrote a song. He had always been asking, my dad is Irish, Scottish, and he was always like, can you write an Irish song? I said, okay, I'll write an Irish.
He's really Irish Scottish. Like, he has the full blown accent still.
No. He grew up in New York, but he might as well have, like, I mean, for his honeymoon with my stepmother, I haven't been to Ireland. I'm dying to go, but I sent them to Ireland. And the pictures of him in Ireland, he's standing there with like a walking stick, and it's like his hair, you know, blowing in the, like he just felt like he was at home. He said, the minute I stepped on Irish soil, you know, I was home.
So he's wearing a kilt too?
Yeah, no, that's Scott. He's like definitely like the Irish, you know, Notre Dame, huge fan. I went home to surprise him for his birthday. Everything was green.
He doesn't have red hair like me, does he?
He had a little reddish brown hair. Yes.
Yeah, I see.
Yep.
Now your mom is from, it was Korea?
Yes, it was Korean. Yes.
Korean. What an awesome combination.
Thank you.
My mother-in-law was Korean.
Does she try to feed you all the time?
Oh my God. Well, she's not with us anymore, but yes. And that was one of the things we always looked forward to in visiting.
You know, I didn't grow up with my mother, but I grew up in Korea for a couple of years, and I reconnected with my Korean family when I was older. And my one aunt, whenever I see her, literally cooks all day for me, and we walk out of there with like a cooler of food, like kimchi, beef to last, to feed, you know, a herd of people, you know. It was crazy.
We'd get there like 1-2 in the morning, tired, and no, she would put it all out and we'd start eating.
Wow.
Yeah. King has a beautiful family. He really does.
That sounds amazing.
It does. I got full thinking about it. I did.
I get hungry for Korean food. Right.
let's get into Double Vision. Your latest release here. This, talk about this song a little bit. Is this going to kick off your album, this song, or?
No, this was, you know, I'm releasing some singles from the record, but I'm releasing a song on Friday. Actually, has some accordion in it. It's a little more like has a Celtic-y feel, I guess, to it as well. Everyone thought it sounded like a drinking song. The band and musicians certainly did. And I was like, this is a drinking song. And in January, I'll release another single off the record. That'll be the last single. But this song, Double Vision, is actually the last song I wrote. I was still writing it the day I recorded it. Okay. And I wrote, I had some of the lyrics for Double Vision. I finished the lyrics with Greg Becker. And he's just great to work with. But the song, I don't know if I have time to tell a little.
Please, go ahead.
I think one of the stories that kind of inspired me to write Double Vision was many years ago when I was in New York City and I was going to school and I was waitressing, and I got off late one night. I took the subway and I fell asleep on the subway, and I get up, I wake up and I'm at the end of the line. There's no one on the subway. I get out. There's no one on the platform floor. It was like literally desolate. There was no one. And I had no money. And I'm standing there on the platform. And also it was like a really bad area. And I actually didn't feel safe to even cross the street to get to the other side to take the subway back. And I was just standing there kind of frozen. And all of a sudden, there's a man next to me. And he's wearing an orange construction vest. And he says, you know, you look like you need help. And I said, I do. I don't know. I fell asleep and I don't know. I'm going to get home. He said, well, let me call you a gypsy cab, because the area was so bad that they didn't even, not even regular cabs came to the area. And I don't know. It felt like very quick moment. All of a sudden there was a gypsy cab in front of me, and I was getting into the cab, and I said, you know, what's your name, so I could send you a check, your name and your address. And he's like, no, no, don't worry about it. And, you know, I was like, okay. And I get in and then I kind of turn around, a kind of wave, or, and there's no one there.
What?
There was no one there.
Wow.
You're kidding me.
Wow.
No. And that's never happened to me before since. And that story, you
oh,
know.
Don't start. Don't cry.
I was telling this to my producer. I mean, I can't tell a story. I'll get choked up. But
well, that's something. I mean, that's the universe. That's God. That's angels.
That is that line in that song, Do You See Angels? And,
you know, my gosh.
I have to feel that there is an invisible world that we don't see. And no there matter is. What you believe,
there is.
I believe in angels, that that night someone came to help me. So
wow.
I remember that story. And it's given me a lot of comfort at times, for sure. And then it just, I don't know why it came out for that song. You know, this happened to me many years ago in New York, and I had never written about it.
Wow, that's powerful.
Anyway, I hope it gives some, I always love to hear stories like this.
Behind this song.
It makes me feel like, oh, there is someone out there.
That's intense.
Yeah, it is.
My goodness. I couldn't imagine. I mean, I think we've all had experience. I've had some experiences where you can't explain it happens. And then it happens. So that's, and when they happen, you can see how the stormer reacted. That's how I react too. It's just like, wow, somebody's actually looking out for us.
Yeah.
So let's do this in closing here. And then we'll let you go. This is, I want to play a little bit of this song as the feature. This is Double Vision from Mary McGinnis. It's available now. Let's go get it. And then we'll let Mary go for the evening. But you just heard the story of the song. We have to play a little bit of it. Are you kidding me? That's a cliffhanger if I didn't. This is Double Vision. Here we go.
Child, I didn't see there was an end. Then one day I realized things begin again. A million paths can lead you there. Wait until you're ready. Nowhere they can take you, 'cause you're there.
So beautiful, Mary. I'm telling you, that is, everybody just needs to go out and listen to the whole song. That's the teaser. You heard the story of the song. Truly amazing, Mary.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time. Thank you for being here.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas to you. Many blessings in the new year. I hate to leave you guys. It's like such a cozy circle here. What a lovely, lovely time.
That's it. Well, I'm glad you felt that way.
Thank you
for coming here, and please come back when your album comes out. We need to have you back so we can go through it.
Okay, I would love to.
Deal? All right, cool.
I'll see you next year,
Mary McGinnis. Everybody, see you next year. Thank you, Mary.
Bye, Mary.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good night, Mary. That's Mary McGinnis, everybody.